with SWAT. Dan will be your host today. I'm going to talk about live Linux distributions, some of my favorites, and some tips that I have with using them. First up, I'll talk about Damn Small Linux. Damn Small Linux is damn good. It's damn fast. It is a wonderful tool for system administration, for recovery, or just when you actually need a Linux-based system that's fast and easy to use. Damn Small Linux really fits the bill. And, of course, you know, right up there with Damn Small Linux is Nopix, the granddad of all live distributions and the one that's always setting the standard, setting the pace in the pack. I use both Nopix and Damn Small Linux heavily. In the past month, I've used them to recover data and help restore about four separate systems. What's nice about these two distributions is that they're Damn Small is a light, kind of considered a lighter version of Nopix. And you know, if you have both of these in your toolkit, you can get, I think, some work done faster with Damn Small Linux. But if there's some utilities that you absolutely need that are not on Damn Small Linux, chances are they're on Nopix. And now that Nopix is available on a bootable DVD, this thing is packed with applications. Let me just give a brief overview of some tips that I have with using both Damn Small Linux and Nopix and why you should carry these around in your toolkit. First off, if you ever need to recover data from a system that has been rendered corrupted, rendered imbootable, and typically we're talking about Windows systems is where I use this a lot. Nopix and Damn Small Linux have read support for just about every file system that you're going to come across. The one exception would be write support for NTFS, which I'll get to in a few minutes. But it's really handy. If you have a USB drive or a FireWire drive, and a Nopix or Damn Small Linux CD, you're good to go. For instance, a couple weeks ago, I needed to record some or copy some data off a borked laptop that would no longer boot, but the data was absolutely critical. And I didn't want to leave the data on the hard drive in there because the hard drive is not something that you can easily put into another system. So what I had to do was I noticed there was a FireWire card on there or FireWire input, and I happen to have a FireWire external drive, 250 gigs, which was nice. The downside was it was formatted for Apple's HFS Plus file system. Not a problem. Plug that sucker in, boot up Damn Small Linux, has HFS Plus write support, so I can transfer the data over to there, to the external hard drive, take that external hard drive over to my other system, be it running Linux or OS X, plug that puppy in there, and burn that information off onto a DVD. Really simple, really versatile tool. We actually used Nopix to restore a NetWare traditional volume file system on a failing SCSI drive one time. Now, of course, when your drives start to fail, data recovery can be suspect. You end up with corrupted blocks or whatever. And I don't remember the exact details, but we had come down to the point where that drive or the system would no longer boot. And if you've ever tried to restore or recover NetWare data, it is a very touchy, tricky thing, particularly if the system just, you know, the hard drive dies and you need to, you know, restore from backup. Because typically in the past, you'd have to get a NetWare system up, you'd have to get the backup software installed, then restore the backup software, and then do all this funky NDS configuration stuff. But we actually lucked out. We were at the last string. My supervisor said to me, look, you're always talking about Linux. Do you think you could rescue this thing? What we did is we had two SCSI drives. Well, we had another SCSI drive the same size. Popped that sucker in there. Booted off the Nopix CD. And just did a DD from the old drive to the new drive. And I think it was a couple hours, actually. I mean, it was less than an hour it took. But we lucked out, and that sucker booted off the new drive without a problem. So these are very handy utilities. Now, on the flip side, you know, we were lucked out to recover that NetWare disk. The downside is I've never found a utility that will be able to read a NetWare file system aside from NetWare. Popping in a Nopix disk will not let you read the NetWare disk, unfortunately. Well, that aside, probably one of the handiest tools that you'll need NOPix for is to, on occasion, write to NT file system. Now, newer or the latest version of NOPix supposedly has experimental testing for libntfs. I have not had the opportunity to experiment with it, but I believe NOPix versions 3.6 and up have what's called captive NTFS. Now, captive NTFS is not on damn small Linux. Captive NTFS will allow you to write to an NTFS file system, but it requires some configurations to begin with. Now, when I'm recovering a system using NOPix or damn small Linux, first off, I'm not one to go into the graphical environment. I really don't need that if I'm rescuing files or transferring files or whatever. So I usually boot NOPix or damn small Linux with the kernel image, and default is NOPix, and damn small Linux is DSL, space, and 2, which specifies run level 2, so you're not going to go into the graphical user environment. So you end up booting up a lot faster and have a lot more system resources available to you on that said system. So if I need to get NTFS file system write support, I can use captive NTFS. Now, this gets a little tricky. Basically, what you're going to need to do is you're going to run the executable captive-install-acquire. And what that is going to do is look for the drivers on the Windows file system that's on the computer. And I think it'll even also go out to the websites and pull these things down. Now, I've always had a problem running this because it'll run and it'll go for a little while and find the drivers on the hard drive, and then it'll just keep going, and it seems to go forever. So what I've learned is that I don't think this program actually ends. You have to kill it. So after you see it scroll by that it found the necessary drivers and is still looking, which should take about 30 to 40 seconds, you can kill this. And then look in varlib captive, I think it's captive NTFS, you'll actually see the drivers in there. Once those drivers are in there, you should be good to go. A little tip, if you're administering a bunch of systems that are pretty much identical, running the same versions of Windows XP, you could actually take those drivers that are in the varlib captive NTFS directory, copy them onto a USB stick, and next time that you have to go get NTFS write support, you could just copy those drivers right into place, and you can skip that actual install acquire step. Now, the next thing is you'd have to run captive install fstab with -v --add, and that'll add the captive NTFS file systems to the FS tab and set it up so it'll run the captive NTFS server. Now, I've noticed a bug in NOPix that you'll get an error coming back that it can't start the server because the captive NTFS user and group are missing. So you'll have to add these with user add. You'll know exactly what happens when you get the error message. You'll see the name of the user that you have to add. The tricky thing is adding the group. It will not, if you try and do a group add, for some reason it won't add the group. You actually have to go in and manually edit the group file to add this group. All right. Once you do that, you should have no problems running captive install fstab. It'll start the server, captive NTFS server up for you, and you should be good to go. Now, I'm not sure whether they fixed this in NOPix versions 3.7 and above, because I was running 3.6 the last time. But then, at that point, you just mount the captive NTFS directory, and you can write to the NTFS file system. Now, of course, this is all kind of beta-level stuff, experimental. It's not. It should be used only as a last resort, as a last dish effort. Because, for example, I had a Windows Home Edition, XP Home Edition machine that somehow lost important boot files. Boot.ini. I had to restore those files, and using a recovery CD on Windows would not allow me to get in there because I didn't have the administrative password. Now, when I tried to run the emergency boot disk that there's out there that's available, which will allow you to reset the administrative password, that would not work. So I was at the point where I'm either going to have to wipe this thing out or I'm going to have to try it with Captive NTFS. So I used Captive NTFS, restored those files, and that machine booted up, and no problems after that. So that was actually good to go. I had to actually, what did I have to edit? The with the boot.ini file, which I had to rebuild that because somehow whoever was has deleted it. So as a last resort, NTFS rewrite can bail you out. I wouldn't use it for large amounts of data transfer, but, you know, it's good to have that available to you. If you really need to copy files off of it to restore them, I always find USB or a FireWire drive is a must, or, you know, pull the hard drive out, stick it in another system, and copy it to a hard drive that you can actually write to, you know, a VFAT or EXT Rise or whatever file system that Linux has native read-write support for, just about anything else other than NTFS. Or you can just use the handy SCP. I've done that a lot, too. If I have a file system I can actually write to, I will tar up everything I want to save and then SCP it over to another machine. Really handy utilities right there. That's my speech on Nopix. A couple other handy live CDs to check out. Slax, which you can find at slax.linux-live.org, is a bootable CD based off of Slackware. It's light, it's fast, it's really good. They have a bunch of different editions out there, really handy. And what's nice is he's made available for you the exact same scripts that he used to create Slax. So what you can do is you can build yourself up a system, and I do believe that these will work on any distribution, although I haven't tried them on any other distribution, but you can build up a Slackware machine to exactly the way you want it and execute these scripts, and it'll design for you a bootable CD, that a live CD that you can run on any other machine, which is really handy for creating your own live CDs. Something to check out. Again, that's slax.linux-live.org. Let me give you also the... you know what? It's kind of a waste for me to try and read this URL. Let me type in the URL for you in just a minute. But the other live CD that I think is really handy that I'll pass on to you, but let me give you this tiny URL right now. It's http://tinyurl.com/czygf. That's czygf. It'll be a nice handy tips for how to get captive NTFS running on Nopix. Finally, I want to close with a great distribution, live distribution for security auditing, penetration testing. It's called Hackin' 9. Has a whole bunch of utilities there for audits and penetration. Definitely worth a look. Constantly updating it. In addition to live CD, they got some excellent, excellent tools on their website, as well as documentation, how-tos. Hackin' 9, I believe, is actually a Swedish magazine. A lot of their articles have been translated into other languages. Give it a look. It's www.hackin9.org. You can download the live CD from there, too. Seems like a really good utility. I played around with it for a bit. If you have a supported Wi-Fi card, you can start doing some handy web cracking or any other penetration testing that you'd like to experiment around with. Definitely give them a look. So I want to thank you for listening tonight. As always, check us out at the Linux Link Tech Show, Wednesdays, 8:30 live. That's Eastern Daylight Savings Time in the U.S. And then we have the podcasts available for download, MP3 AUG and MP3 RAW, which the AUG and MP3 RAW conclude a lot of bonus materials. Again, we'll be talking to you again later. Have a good one. Bye.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Mm, yeah, with my tongue brush.